braids and a beaded necklace.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7 p.m. Next, Queen Talk.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of We've Got Love to Spare on Saturday, April 21st at 11 a.m. at the Grand Central Bowl in Portland. We've Got Love to Spare celebrates parents and supports the Baby Blues organization. The event includes bowling, pizza and soda, face painting, music, and more. Again, that's We've Got Love to Spare on Saturday, April 21st at 11 a.m. at the Grand Central Bowl, 808 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
We bowl away our daily blues when we die on those bowling shoes.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The daily prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations, void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day/evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, if postmarked by May 3rd, 2018. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on May 14th, 2018. Winner may be notified by telephone after May 21st, 2018. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/SilentDrive2018, and thank you.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our community partner who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Brunch Box, located at 620 Southwest 9th Avenue. Brunch Box serves breakfast and burgers all day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. with delivery available. Lunch was provided by Ate O Ate, located 2454 East Burnside Street in Portland. Ate O Ate is a counter-service Hawaiian restaurant serving plate lunches, poke and shaved ice, and cocktails. And dinner was provided by Dean Nicholas, located 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard in Portland. Dean Nicholas has been serving Italian food for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama.
Hey everybody, welcome to Queen Talk. This is episode 6 titled The Matriarchs of Hip Hop. So tonight we're going to be analyzing various eras of hip hop and rap and the roles particular women have played or play in them. So I'm Kayla, I'm your host, and I want my guests to introduce themselves really quick.
My name's Alicia.
My name's Michaela.
And I'm Asia.
Okay, great. So you probably recognize their voices because they are my all-star superstar guests that have been on before.
Hey.
So, yes. Current event that I want to chat about, obviously, we can't not talk about it. Beachella, otherwise known to the general delusional public as Coachella. So who saw it and what are your thoughts?
Well, I saw it. I had a little watch party with my friends
and stayed up and watched it, and I passed out watching Destiny's Child, and then I almost threw up watching Jay-Z, so, and then Beyonce all over, so it was just too much for me to handle.
Oh my gosh. What about you, Kayla?
I'm not the only one.
No, okay, I went to YouTube thinking that I was
gonna be able to watch it.
Watching it, and I was watching the wrong thing. Like, I posted about it on Facebook. I was like, her ponytail was on fleek. Oh. And I was like, wait, this isn't the video? And they're like, no.
It was
a live concert, but they named it the Coachella. They named it Coachella, so I thought it was...
Oh,
wow.
Performance. So, no, I didn't get to see it, but I heard a lot about it. And I did see the part where she did say, oh, my, that part.
That was.
With the band. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was good. I mean, she's always good.
Yeah, well, I guess it's just me and Asia, yep. So let me just tell you guys, I was in Mexico, and it was 1 a.m., and she had a two-hour set, so till 3 a.m. I fell asleep, and Tevin woke me up, and I was like, I thought I was dreaming, because I always dream about her, so I was like, oh, this is a dream, whatever. and then I woke up, and he's like, no, she's actually performing, so I watched it. I just want to say, like, I was whelmed. I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't underwhelmed. Because everything she did, I expected. Mm-hmm. But then I went back and watched the first hour that I apparently was sleeping through. And it was pretty great. I mean, it was like she brought HBCU and, like, you know, Southern flavor to, like, the widest, you know, concert or festival or whatever it is, you know, that goes on here. So I thought it was really great. And she, like, did us proud. And she's just doing her Black Girl magic. And, yeah.
Definitely. I just wish the crowd did a little bit more.
Okay. Like, could they you just be more stood there. Of a zombie?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
They probably don't get it.
They probably don't.
They don't get it.
No.
At all.
Yeah. And Post Malone was before her. Yeah. So it's like.
Right.
Oh. They were all super excited for that one.
Yeah. Really.
That's what okay, I'm saying. So what do you think we should expect for this weekend? It's not going to be live streamed, which is horrible. But what do you think? Is she going to pull any tricks out of the bag or what?
Is she performing again?
Yeah. I've actually seen a little bit of the set list. And it had, like, Bills, 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 Ego.
I know. I saw that on her website.
Yeah. No, it was on Instagram. And it was the set list from last week, too. So, I don't know.
It's probably just going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
I hope she switches it up.
If she does, then I can actually watch it. That'd be great.
Right, we can catch up.
Right, I can actually catch up. Can we do this again next week?
She may be trying to throw us off. So I'm going to hold out, and I hope she at least... Like, when is she going to drop new music? I don't know. But
hopefully
what should
then.
We... That's what I'm saying, because On the Run 2 is coming. Like, what
I feel
we,
like they're going to drop some new music there. But, I mean, what's, yeah. like, what... I don't get that, because then nobody's going to really know...
Oh, no, you're good. I don't think that they're going to... I think they're going to do new music on the second tour, but I don't get that because nobody's going to know.
Well, she's going to drop it. I think they're going to drop it in between now and the tour. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but they better do something. When are we going to see her children? Like, I just need to know.
We're not.
When?
When Blue is, like, 12. That's when we're seeing them.
No, I need to see them, like, right.
I think they're cute. That's why she doesn't show them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like she might do, like, a whole, like, film thing again where she just, like, randomly has them, like...
The back of their heads.
Swimming, like, playing Mozart, like, speaking Spanish. I don't know. I'm excited, though. But, well, if you don't know, you will know during the show. This is part of the KBOO membership drive. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Queen Talk. I want to switch over to Del so she can tell you a bit about the drive.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kayla. Thank you all for listening. We are making history here at KBOO with Queen Talk because Queen Talk is a brand new show this year. That's what you do, folks, whenever you support KBOO. You allow new shows such as Queen Talk to come onto the air. 877-500-5266 is the number for you to call right now to show your love and support to Community Radio, to KBOO, to Queen Kayla, to Queen Talk, and all of her guests. Monthly, Kayla has been bringing you voices from the community to hear from the perspective of women. And that is, you know, really a focus that she's decided for herself, that the community feels is necessary. And that is what KBOO does. It allows folks, community member, to come in and say, I want to talk about these issues. I want to enter in conversation with my community. And this is what KBOO allows. This is how we make history together. Please show your support of KBOO right now by calling 877-500-5266. Or you can go online to kboo.fm to make your donation there. Or on your smartphone, you can just click your app and donate this way. Quinn Talk, as I say, is a brand new show this year. This is what your contributions to KBOO make happen. You make history every time. And this is 50 years of KBOO. And in order to thank you for your $30 donation, we would send you a collection pin. It is a 50-year anniversary of KBOO pin. This is a collectible item because we are only 51s, folks. So $30 donation right now if you call 877-500-5266. Our volunteers will be happy to take your information and share more about this pin and other collectible items that you might be interested in. Again, KBOO is 50 years and we have a whole CD packet booklet that includes all of our history and some sound bites from archives and other historical folks at KBOO talking about our history. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to show your love and appreciation for this community resource that you have made possible for 50 years. You are what makes KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now to show your love, your appreciation, your support to community. Kayla, I'm going to get back to you, and thank you all for listening.
Thanks, Stel, and hopefully you all feel like you want to donate. So diving right into our topic, when I think of pioneer women in hip hop, I think of female rappers and DJs like MC Light, Da Brat, Queen Latifah, Salt-N-Pepa, TLC, Lauryn Hill, Trina, Lil' Kim, Foxy Cleopatra, Foxy Brown, not Foxy Cleopatra. Sorry, I was Foxy Cleopatra for Halloween and I wrote this last night. So all you hip hop heads, please don't get on me. Foxy Brown, Eve, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Remy Ma, and Azealia Banks, but, you know. It's interesting to point out the ways in which these women have started, continued, and changed the game. So from a lyrical standpoint, out of the women I just named, whom do you think is the best and why?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
No, okay. Well, I choose Lauryn Hill just because she just wrote, like, it was like poetry, you know, like, and then me just being involved with writing and stuff, it's just her music speaks a lot, like, more to people than I could just.
It hits your soul.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, I don't know, she was just amazing.
I would probably have to agree with that, too, just because her music is so diverse, and I feel like every race, every person, every man, woman, young, old can relate to a lot of the things she says. So I think she's definitely an OG when it comes to the hip-hop community.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Michaela and Asia as well. I mean, you have to think about it. It's, you have not heard one Lauryn Hill song that you don't really...
Me? Or
in general, anybody. Oh, okay. Like, if you do, then that's different. But, like, there's not one Lauryn Hill song that I have not liked that does not, like, have an actual meaning that actually gets somewhere. You know, you can actually...
Connect to.
Exactly. Thank you. Words aren't... Just, this has been an all-day thing. But, no, seriously, she's... Yeah.
She's, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like Lauryn Hill, and I agree with what you guys said, but I would have to say TLC, honestly. I feel like, when I was young, like, those were the bops. Like, I mean, Lauryn Hill had bops, but, like, I wanted to be Left Eye. Like, I don't care what anybody said, I want to be Left Eye. And, you know, like, I just feel like they were really promoting, like, you know, girl power and positivity,
for sure.
And they were, you know, teaching, like,
life lessons through their songs. Like, Lauryn Hill does too, but I just like their style too. Mm-hmm. Like, their fashion is, like, out of the, well, mm-hmm. was out of this world. So, yeah. So, just thinking about what we just talked about, I think that I want to bring up the competition theory. So, the idea that we as women need to compete with each other for usually the attention of males or people in positions of power, depending on the circumstance. So, you know, it's like the Nicki versus Remy. It's the Nicki versus Cardi. It's the Nicki versus Lil' Kim.
The I don't Nicki know why it's always everybody.
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't know why it's always Nicki. I feel like maybe because she's
Nicki's
just
because got a Nicki's big head. It.
No.
She's got a big head.
Take this from me. no, because Nicki spits. Nicki, yes, she does. She's no. She's very lyrical to me. Like, I feel like
Chun-Li.
Sure.
Okay.
Chun-Li.
That's a slap, though. I'm not even going to dub. That's a slap.
I will not.
Well, I actually, you know, anyways, go ahead.
I don't agree with that one, but I feel like Nicki, she's been in the game for a long time. She's kind of changed her style up and then realized, you know, let me just go back to what I know. Because she was pop for a minute, and then mm-hmm. now she's just going back to what she was before. You know, she was... When she was Nicki with the pink hair and the
Barbie.
Thank you. Yeah.
China doll bangs.
Yes.
The
so
eyes.
I don't know why. I feel like people just beef with Nicki because Nicki has the spot, right?
But it's like, why is it that society believes that there can only be one female rapper on top? Like, and they constantly have to compete with one another, like, why is this not done with male-identified musicians because and rappers as much?
What is the game without competition?
Exactly. Well, you got to think about females are catty in general. Like, yeah. That's just something we... I don't know what happened. Okay, no, I don't know if good. It was off or what. Like, I heard an unfuzziness. but no, seriously, it's where was I going with this? What did I say?
Females are catty.
There you go. Females are catty. Exactly. That's pretty much it. Like, it's not entertaining. It's not going to get your name out there if you're not sitting there causing a little bit of drama. Like, nobody's gonna know who you are. Like the whole Azalea Banks and Cardi B thing. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody knew who Azalea Banks was until, I mean, some people did, but like,
I still don't.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you sit there and you're like, who's Azalea Banks? You didn't nobody know who she was until her and Cardi B started beefing, and it was it got her name out there. Now people are actually listening to her. So
right. But what type of message is that sending to, like, the young fans that, like, basically what you just said is, like, there needs to be drama in order for women entertainers to make noise.
It's not a positive outlook, and it's something that we should change, and something that shouldn't be an issue. Yeah. I feel like as women, we should be encouraging each other and uplifting, and knowing that it is hard in the industry to be a woman and to get your name out there without you having to have some, like, dude to, like, have sex with to get him in, or, you know, to get mm-hmm. you in the game. Like, mm-hmm. It's not something that, you know, people, we know that should change, but nobody's willing to actually take that step to do it.
Right. What do you think the responsibility is on the, like, musicians themselves? Because I feel like sometimes, depending on the person, like, Nicki will play nice, but it really depends on the person. Like, her and Beyonce are, like, you know, BFFs, but it's, like, she still low-key throws shade at, like, Cardi and, like, obviously, like, you know, doesn't even pay attention to, like, Azalea Banks or anything. But what's the role that they should play in that? Like, what do you think they could do differently?
I feel like a lot of that has to do with their label and who they're signed to. Yeah, their contracts. Yeah. Contracts. Because I feel like they kind of have to be that catty person, even if they're not that in, you know, in real life. But I also think that people like Nicki try to stay away from the drama as much as she can. Like, she's kind of been silent for a while. Like,
okay, but what about her and Remy Ma? Like, they were going back and forth.
I feel like that's personal, though. I feel like there's something had to happen outside of the music, and yeah, they just kind of were head to head at that point. I don't know.
Right. We don't. I mean, we'll never know. But
yeah, it's hard to tell, though, because
You don't know if it's even, you don't even know if it's real. Right. Like,
they could be friends. They could be friends. Like,
they could just be doing it for publicity.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's true.
That's what a good majority of it is, in all honesty. Like, the reality shows and everything, it's all just for them to get some type of money.
Yeah, that's true.
What I feel like the real beef is Kim and Nikki. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. I feel like while Kim was in jail and... you know, in jail, Kim was out here, or Nikki was out here doing her thing and kind of playing imitating. Off of Kim. Yeah. Yeah. So when Kim got out, she was like, hold on, who is this? Like, I'm pretty sure she heard about her in jail, but who is this trying to kind of be my protege?
Yeah. You know? Or like your clone.
Yeah. And Kim wasn't done when she went into jail. So she was like, I'm not done yet. But then she's kind of.
Well, she's kind of done.
She's right kind of done. She's kind of done now.
Right.
But yeah, I think that right there was a real beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Asia?
See, I'm a little bit younger, and my mind isn't as wise when it comes to women in hip hop. But Nikki, I grew up on, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I'm a fan of Nikki. I'm a fan of old Nikki, Nikki now.
Thank you.
And I don't like. The idea of putting women against each other. So, like, I was saying something to my friend the other day at school about this Nicki and Cardi thing, and I'm like, we have two women that could possibly be on top and two women that want to be on top but don't address the issues that they're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, Nicki can cry in an interview about Cardi B hurting her feelings, and Cardi B can act like she doesn't care, but I feel like it's absolutely still their job to address it and address the reality of it. Like, Nicki Minaj, I feel like she beats around the bush because she's Nicki Minaj. In the interview, she stated, oh, I want people to say it's an honor to work with Nicki Minaj, and I'm not being cocky, but that was cocky. And it's just like, I don't know, her way of being about her music now is just not how it used to be. It wasn't just about, it's not about music anymore. It's about beating her. That's what I feel.
She wants to still stay on top.
Yeah.
She doesn't want anybody to replace her, and she knows that Cardi could actually be...
be the potential be that person.
Yep.
And, you know, but there's also different opinions and, you know, crazy things.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to talking about the membership drive. So thank you for tuning in to Queen Talk. Here's Del to tell you more.
Hello, folks. Indeed, thanks, Kayla. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and this is KBU Spring Membership Drive. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Two, if you are enjoying this conversation, where else? Please, I challenge you. You know, listen to other radio stations. If you are finding such an engaging conversation between young women talking about the matriarchs of hip-hop, please, please let us know. Because we've been looking. We haven't found it anywhere. That's why we're bringing it to you. KBU on Queen Talks tonight, 877-500-5266. This is community radio by the community, with the community, for the community. And you have making this happen for 50 years, folks. Here is your opportunity to keep the legacy going so that the new generation, the next generations, can take this resource into the future with them. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to make your donation to KBU today. You can also go to kboo.fm to make your donation there, or use your smartphone and find your app and make your donation there. I would like to thank Jared, who is renewing from Beaverton. And really, he is giving a shout out to the program right before Queen Talk. That was Rose City Native Radio. It is the main reason why Jared donated. The fact that we air Rose City Native Radio every Thursday night. Native programming has been happening on KBU for over 30 years. And again, folks, you make it happen. And here's the shout out to a Grand Ron member, T. Leon Chip, who was born July 15th, 1928, and died on December 15th, 2017. So we're honoring Tiny Chip today with this shout out. Thank you, folks, for actually calling and using KBOO as your community forum as a way to actually help remember folks. We were remembering John Talley the previous hour with Lenita Duke, who donated in his memory, in his honor. And this is what KBOO has been doing for 50 years. This is making history. You have been making history with your donation, with your ears, by listening, tuning in, by talking to your folks, your neighbor, your co-workers about why you listen to KBOO, why you support KBOO. And here right now is your turn, your time, your chance, your opportunity to call and show us, give us reasons to continue. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, or kboo.fm. While you're online, please check out the past episodes of Quinn Talk. As Kayla said, this is episode number 6, and there's been amazing conversations that Kayla has taken with us here on the air month after month. And kboo.fm is also what you make happen with your donation. This website, that podcast, every single programming, every single hour of original programming on KBOO get podcasted for posterity so that we can share it and remember all of these conversations, because when they are archives, then we can use them in the future. Other folks will listen, and we will spread the love. We will spread the news. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now to make your donation to KBOO. Tax deductible, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. Let's go back to Quinn Talk and fabulous, fantastic, fascinating conversation about the matriarchs of hip-hop.
Thanks, Del, and thanks to everyone who donates tonight or during the drive. So before the membership drive break, we were talking about competition theory and why it feels like women are kind of pitted against each other in the music industry and in almost every industry. So thinking about people in groups like TLC, Lauryn Hill, and Salt-N-Pepa, what is the importance of them using their platforms for power? So for instance, promoting messages of safe sex and reclaiming female sexuality. So songs like That Thing by Lauryn Hill, Let's Talk About Sex by Salt-N-Pepa, and Ain't Too Proud to Beg by TLC. What's the importance of those songs in particular, but just like any of their songs or content or interviews or fashion choices to kind of spread awareness or empower females?
I think, okay, I'm going to talk about the Ain't Too Proud to Beg song in particular. I think that I personally like that song because sometimes it's okay to be a woman and want to have sex and
all the time.
Yeah, like it's okay to want and need and, you know, I guess if I can make it sense, be in a guy, this is gonna have
you're just gonna have intercourse.
Have intercourse and be fine with it and be fine with, you know, having two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it should be limited
monogamous
because you're a woman, you know? And that song in particular, I think, I mean, why be too proud? Like, why be too proud to, you know, I'm not too proud to say that I want this. I'm not, I'm not too woman to say that I have needs and I have, you know, I have standards, but I have needs.
Mm-hmm.
So why not, you know? And then also, I think the safe sex instead of no sex is a good thing as well, because let's be realistic.
Yeah.
There's 13-year-olds out here having sex.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not saying that's okay, but they're doing it. So why not try to teach them the safe way to do things, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah. I think I think that now people should do like Nicki and Cardi and all them should listen to the way TLC and Salt and Pepper said it, because now they're just saying like, I got the best out here. And I mean, that's just not, I mean, let's just be a little bit more.
Right. It's not, classy. It's not really coming from like an educational standpoint. Yeah. It's more of like, more of the competitive, like, you know, mine's better than yours, exactly. Or like, you know, you're never going to find any like this. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Definitely. And also that music video is one of my favorite music videos because they have the con mm-hmm. on there, yeah. you know, yeah. like classes and like all over the place. So mm-hmm. it's like they really like use that song and use that like visual to, like you said, promote safe sex. And like you said, just messages that, you know, desires, wants, and needs are totally normal for all people, you know, male, female, non-gender binary, you know, trans people, everyone. So just like, I just feel like you said, people now should take note of how things were done kind of a little bit earlier yeah. and mm-hmm. see that there's a way that you can still be sexually liberated, but also be like coming from an educational standpoint. My whole thing is I like really struggle with the song That Thing by Lauryn Hill because I feel like in some ways it's kind of like slut shaming. So some of her lyrics I feel like are kind of like telling women like, you know, how are you gonna win if you're not right within, and like kind of just like you need to hold yourself to the highest standard, and if you go and like do those things or indulge in those impulses or desires or wants and needs, like, you know, you might get a bad reputation. So I feel like I like what the song is trying to do. I just struggle with some of the lyrics because it's like, what are you really, I don't really know, like I feel like she's kind of trying to say like both things at one time.
I felt like I had to go look up the lyrics one time.
Look it up.
I did. When I looked it up, I didn't really, the more I read it, I was kind of a little confused in general.
Right.
And I was just in there like, she's saying, guys, you need to watch out for these girls. Like, but in all honesty, I mean, not all of us are all that bad. You know, we ain't all trying to hurt you and take your money. I mean, we people. Dang. And it's like, I don't know. That didn't really.
Yeah. No. Okay. Here's something. She's saying like, okay, like showing off your behind because you're thinking it's a trend. Girlfriend, let me break it down for you again. You know, I only say it because I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem. So basically, like slut shaming. That's how I feel that is. Like,
I mean, but
what?
Like, so the reason I say this is because it's like, if you can sit, you can't sit there and say you ain't seen a girl's booty on Instagram and be like, girl, like, you wonder why you're single. Like,
I'm the girl on Instagram in my bathing suit. But then for your relationship,
I'm going to be honest. I sit there and I've seen girls and I'm like, but you wonder why you're single. If you present yourself that way, one, yes, guys should be respecting you, but at the, like, in general, sorry. In general, like, there's certain parts of your body that you should save for your man or for yourself. Like, not everybody in the whole entire world needs to see it. It's not shaming yourself or shaming anybody. It's not, I'm not saying like you can't be yourself, but it's to a limit. Like, you want to have, you, the best way to explain it is if you are single and you're looking for a man's not going to want, a man who you really want to like pay attention to you and really want like, to have respect for you isn't going to sit there and respect you as much when you're having less clothing on.
Did you see my Instagram before me and Tevin got together?
Yes, and it wasn't that bad.
Okay. I just want to check
in. No. So, yeah. Like, and I'm not going to say that because there's pictures where I have cleavage showing and whatever. But, yeah. Like, at the end of the day, like, how you present yourself via social media or in it matters nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's something, like, if you – especially for, like, jobs and anything in general, you can't expect – somebody to want to hire you if you're half naked on social media. It's presenting yourself in a professional but also like respectful way. Like, not everybody's stripping because they have enough self-respect not to do it. You know, it's kind of like in general, like I don't see why it's like, she's telling the truth. It's you know, if you want a man, you can't be acting like that all the time.
How about if a man wants me, he has to accept me for what I am. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying your opinion's wrong, so I don't want you to feel like that. I'm happy that you felt like comfortable enough to share your opinion, because there are people that feel the same way. And I think I've felt that way at sometimes too. I think it's kind of fluid. I think sometimes as women, we feel like, yeah, like we shouldn't be showing our bodies.
I'm not saying I'm not down talking anybody. You're wrong either. In general, I have like an in between where like, yeah, I do like I want to look cute. I want to look sexy. Right, I want to like show off myself. I want to be that person. But at the same time, like when you're becoming an adult and you're trying to become a professional person and you want to build this family, you got to think of like the long term, I guess, you know, and I'm one of those people. I'm starting to look at the long term situations more than what's more convenient at the time.
Yeah.
So it's like I agree with both sides, because there's times where I will sit there and I'll post a picture of myself half naked. But, you know, it's just more of a.
Yeah. You know. They're all just bodies and parts, and we all have them in different places, in different shapes, sizes, whatever. But I mean, I hear where you're coming from, and like I said, I totally appreciate that you shared that, and I'm sure there's people that might feel the same. Do you guys have anything to say about any of the other songs, or maybe just what we talked about before we kick back to the membership drive?
I guess I'll just piggyback off what you guys are saying about this whole social media body showing off kind of thing. I, like Alicia said, I'm kind of in the middle too. I agree, but I don't agree, because I used to be that girl that just wanted to show it on Snapchat and like pull my little panties up a little higher than usual, you know? And, but then when I really sat and thought like, okay, for one, I'm not even getting the right attention. Like I want a husband, I want kids, and all these guys just want to have sex. And it's not, you know, that's not what I'm looking for. So maybe if I tone it down a little bit, then I'll, you know. So I did, and I'm still not getting the response that I want. So I just think that men are attracted to what they're attracted to, you know.
Yeah.
I think that if they don't care about you showing off your body because you're proud of it, not because you want attention, there's a difference. Some girls will post for attention, and some girls like you that just love their body and they just want to show it off, you know? So I think, like you said, if he wants me, he just needs to accept me for me, and that's it. Like, no matter if I have on a turtleneck or if I'm just
a toothpick.
Right.
Okay. A turtleneck or a toothpick.
Or a string. Right? Take your pick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely agree with both sides, but.
Right. I just, you know, yeah. I just look at it like, I know what I like with my body and what other people do with theirs. It doesn't really matter to me. But that's you know what I mean? Everybody's different. And I think it's good that there's like you both said, there's like fluidity. Like sometimes, you know, it depends on the situation. It depends on the person. You know, that's your guys' opinion. And
I think it's more of like majority of the girls that I see doing this are also the girls that are like, it's not more of the accepting of their body. They really just love the attention, and it's shown. Like, I've watched people, like back when I lived in Eugene, I watched people who were sitting there were completely different people. Now they all Instagram
famous.
Like, but it's more of like they make it more known to show off their booty because they like that type of attention. And I think it's more of like, for me, it's more of I don't want that attention. I don't want somebody thinking it's okay for them to sit there and inbox me some disrespect. Like, dudes can be so disrespectful when it comes to stuff like that. So when it's like, I know if they respond to me in a certain way, I'm not gonna like it, and it's not gonna come off.
Yeah, you know? No, I get what you, I totally understand. You're just protecting yourself from having to go off on somebody. And just like, you know, that's how you feel most respected. And I think that everybody in this room deserves to do what they want to do to feel most respected. And I think that's fair to say. And I don't think that that's putting anybody down.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about yourself and what you want and what you need.
Exactly.
You know? But, yeah, Asia, I know that you haven't really got a chance to say anything. Do you have anything to say about this topic or any of the question topics?
Honestly, I just kind of was in the conversation. Right. Like, I just enjoy how different the point of views were and how passionate you guys were about the topic. So I just kind of was listening, because I can't relate too much. So I'm just kind of like,
She better not be relating too much.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like just chilling, listening to this topic. But yeah, that was intense. Well,
okay. Well, I'm going to kick it back over to Delta. Talk to you all about the membership drive really quick.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know that I can make it as intense as this conversation was just right now, Kayla. 877-500-5266. Since the conversation was so intense, I forgot the number. 877-500-5266. This is how you show your love and support for KBOO and for those kinds of conversations. This is what Queen Talk, this is what community radio offers. It offers a forum where we can all express our opinions, agree to disagree, and really model how we can have these conversations with each other, with our loved one. And I've told that to Queen Kayla many times, but she is really a beautiful host in the way that she is able to accept everyone's opinion and display everyone's opinion. This is what we do here at KBOO for you all listeners, and you help tremendously make it happen with your donations. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now to do just that. Make a donation to KBOO, to Queen Talk, to Queen Kayla, to this kind of community radio, this kind of programming. Programming that for 50 years has been an echo of the community voices. And when you do make your donation right now to KBOO, well, there are quite a few things that we have on hand to thank you. Because KBOO is 50 years and we have a few collectible items. First, we have a pin, 50 years of KBOO pin, which is a collectible item. And also we have a package which would include the pin, but also would come with a CD and booklet that displays KBOO history, explain 50 years of this amazing community experiment, and has a lot of audio samples about testimonies about the history of KBOO. That would be for $120 donation. And if you were to call right now, 877-500-5266, one of our volunteers will be happy to walk you through the step. You could give $120, or you can get small increments of $10 every month that will come out of your checking account or your credit card or debit card. And this is how you show your ongoing sustainable love for KBOO, by giving a small amount every month so that we can keep the conversations going. As I say, folks, you are making history every day by supporting KBOO, and you have been for 50 years. And this year, KBOO has made history with you by allowing a show like Queen Talk to come onto the air. This is a brand new show this year. Queen Kayla has been here once a month, bringing you those fascinating topics, bringing young women in conversation, and helping us all really delve deeper into those opinions and those thoughts that we have. And tonight, about the matriarchs of hip hop, who talks about all these wonderful women who have impacted the genre of hip hop? Where else? On your community radio station, KBOO Portland. You know where it's at. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now. Or you can go online to kboo.fm to donate there. You can also donate on your app, on your mobile phone, smartphone, download the app. You could also come on in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and meet with us, and or send us a check if that's easiest to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Anywhere, it doesn't really matter how you donate or when you donate. You are making history every time you do. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now. And let's go back to this fascinating conversation with Queen Kayla and her guest. This is Queen Talk.
Hi, everybody. Queen Talk. For those of you who are just tuning in, this episode is episode 6, The Matriarchs of Hip Hop, and we are just chatting about the roles particular women have played in different eras of hip hop and rap. So this is sort of like a game on the air, but I want you guys, ladies, women, girls, to categorize the following female MCs and rappers as conscious rap or trap rap. So the first person is MC Light. Just go.
Conscious rap.
Okay.
All right.
Cardi B.
Trap rap.
Trap, definitely.
Eve.
Oh, she's in the middle.
Right, that's what I was saying.
She's in the middle.
It depends on, like, which year and what song. Right. Yeah. Lauryn Hill.
Conscious.
DeBrat.
Conscious.
Conscience.
DeBrat.
Conscious. She's in the middle.
I would say trap rap, honestly. She's more, like, turnt up. Like, she's a lyricist, but, like, she spits hard. Like, I don't feel like it's, like, anything, like, super, super deep. I don't know. Maybe I've just listened to her on, like, So Def. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, hooks on, like, Lil Bow Wow stuff. Okay. Who else do we have? Remy Ma.
Trap.
Lil' Kim.
Trap.
Nicki Minaj.
Trap.
Okay.
Pop. Okay.
Trap pop.
Okay.
So, mentioning Lil' Kim, Eve, and DeBrat, what do you think about the fact that many female-identified musicians, these ones in particular, the fact that they were introduced to the music industry and had their careers evolve out of relationships with male entertainers? So, if you don't know, now you know. Lil' Kim was with, or said she was with, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie, whatever. What's his name? Wallace? What was his first name?
Oh, I don't know.
I got you. Hold on. Google.
No, don't Google it. We need to know this. Something Wallace.
I'll know the answer when
somebody's gonna be really mad who really likes B.I.G. right now. Stevie J was with Eve.
What?
If you didn't know that. DeBrat wasn't romantically linked to Jermaine Dupri. I just want to put that out there. Mm-hmm. But he basically put her on.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that? And should there be more women pushing for women on the scene? So, like, more women who are the heads of record labels, and, like, more women talent agents, more women, like, DJs on the radios and things like that. Like, what do you think about the fact that those women were, like, brought on and put on by men? Also, Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne.
I was going to say
that. I know. Too. I don't know why I wasn't thinking about that.
My vision on it is, like, I think it's cool to put women on in the game, especially a game that's male dominated.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing that some men can do that without even wanting to be with the woman. And then, you know, it's a plus when you get to be with the woman that you're trying to put on. And then with Nicki and Lil Wayne, that was just like her story. That's an amazing story. Yeah. You know, like, coming from nothing. And same with Cardi, but she came kind of by herself.
She was Vine famous.
Yeah.
She was on Love and Hip Hop.
I knew Cardi before she was on Love and Hip Hop. Really? I knew Cardi from Vine days.
Really?
Yes. Like, Cardi from Vine was hilarious. Like, I would sit there and faithfully watch Cardi on Vine. So I know, like, original Cardi before.
My sister wants me to tell you it's Christopher Wallace.
Christopher!
Oh, I was trying to find it, but my internet wasn't loaded.
She said, Christopher Wallace!
Wow, we're out of pocket. We are really, like, freaked out. yeah, I would agree, but also I would kind of disagree just when thinking about, like, Stevie J.
Right.
Stevie J is romantically linked to almost all
every
of his
woman.
Female artists that he has. And, like, he just is, like, he seems like a creep. Like, he seems like he preys on
women
who come from really hard, tough backgrounds, like Jocelyn, like... What's the new girl?
Mimi Foss.
Mimi Foss.
Love and Hip Hop Now. What's her name?
Angelica Indica, something like that. I don't know.
Sativa.
I don't know. Something like that. I'm telling you. But anyways, I just feel like he's, like, poisonous. I feel like he uses women. Do you agree?
No. I like Stevie J.
Listen. Here's the thing. These women know Stevie J.
Eve didn't.
What Stevie J is capable of. They know.
But he takes advantage of it, though. They know that in order for them to get where they need to be, they got to do it. Like, it's
If you're good enough, you won't do it, though.
They're fighting over the mic.
If you're good enough, you won't do it. Like the new girl. She's mad because Stevie J is saying that they messed around.
Right.
She said they didn't, which they did.
But she finally admitted it. But she finally admitted it, though.
Finally.
But she admitted it. But is that the point of, like...
But we don't know the circumstance. The thing is, we don't know the circumstance. Story. They may have messed around, but we don't know if she felt pressured. We don't know if he threatened her. Like, we don't know I'm just saying this only because there were allegations and reports of him and Eve being in a domestic violence relationship. So that's the only reason I'm saying it. And this could totally be speculation. I'm not putting anything out there about him because I don't want him to sue me or KBU. But I'm just saying, like, I don't trust him. But what do you...
With that situation, she explained her whole background and why it was, like, so, like, why she was so desperate at the moment. In certain situations with, like, her story, if it's really true, hopefully it's true, because, you know, reality TV be doing some extra stuff. With situations like that, you don't really have a choice. That's all you grew up knowing. You know, like, you had to pretty much sell yourself to get where you need to be, or to, like, that's what you felt like. She admitted, like, in her when telling Erica, like, everything, I didn't know I was doing something. Oh my god,
I didn't watch this episode.
It made me cry. She pretty much states, like, I grew up in with a dad who was molesting me when I was when I was really young, and she moved to America when she was 14 to be pretty much like
a stripper,
a slave, like he pretty much like got her what she needed, but only because she was having intercourse with him. Like, she grew up not knowing that that was what she was doing wrong. Like, what she was doing was wrong. Like, it was sick. It was not something that was supposed to be happening. So, like, when you grow up in that background, that's all you know, and that's not something, it's at that point it becomes it's like an illness. So for her, like, her story is completely different, where it's like Stevie J completely just like manipulated. Exactly. So that's
what I mean, we don't know him personally. This could all be like storylines and false, you know, accusations, but it is reality TV and we do like love and hip hop. But anyways, I do think we need to have more women, you know, in positions of power. And I think it's cool. Yeah, whatever. But how cool would it be if like women were really putting women on? Like, it's cool. You know, my boyfriend, yeah, like this dude discovered me. Because at the end of the day, those men are still making more money than the women that they put on. I hope, you know what I mean? Lil Wayne's still making more than Nicki Minaj, even though, when's the last time when's the last time we even seen Lil Wayne? He's been just like out being a lizard. Just like he's been in a cave somewhere. Like, we haven't seen him in forever. So, but I've Girl, I'm talking about seeing him perform. Yeah. But anyways, speaking of relationships, pretty much any women in all career fields are oftentimes met with the unfair ultimatum of family versus work. Like, you can only have one. Cardi B recently announced her pregnancy with Offset and said in an interview with New York's Hot 97, in kind of response to people's questions of why is she doing this, which is her pregnancy, in the height of her career, she said, "Why can't I have both? Why do I have to be in my mid-30s to have a baby? What am I doing wrong? I'm a grown woman. I'm 25 years old, and I'm going to say this in the most humblest way." This is her words. "I'm a millionaire. I'm established." So what are your guys' thoughts on Cardi, on B, because she just had the twins, and just like all women's internal struggle as far as work versus family?
I feel like with the whole Cardi thing, why it was such an issue, why people have such an issue with it, with her, it being the height of her career, they don't want to see her, like, they don't want this to be the end of her. And I feel like with a lot of artists, that's kind of what happens. And not a lot of artists, but like, it's kind of hard to bounce back sometimes, a good majority of the time. So I think people are just nervous that she's not going to be able to bounce back. And in all honesty, I think she got where she is because of how hard she worked. And I don't see it stopping at all.
Right.
And Beyonce, on the other hand, that's never going to end. Like,
Beyonce would literally have a child on the stage.
She would still, no, she would have the little baby backpack on both sides and the one on her leg, too.
Baby Bjorns.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Like, there's just, it's not going to stop.
I just don't think it's fair because we have people like, I mean, and no disrespect to people that have a lot of kids, you know, do your thing. Stevie J has like 15,000 kids. Offset has like 5 kids. Mm-hmm. Like, DMX does have 15 kids. Like, can we just go there? And nobody has ever sat there and questioned them about how dare you have 15 kids and still put out an album and still go on tour and still be in the strip club and still be in the club.
Right.
No, it's because of sexism.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just because of sexism. And I don't think it's cool. I think, you know, obviously women should be able to decide when and where they want to create another human life and, like, still be able to make money. You know what I mean? And even the thought of, like, maternity leave, like, that's great and everything. But it's, like, I think that you should still be able to, like, make money while you're pregnant, after you're pregnant. And I know maternity leave you get paid, but, like, what if we need a little bit longer? Like, there shouldn't be, like, a time. I just feel like there shouldn't be a time frame, and there shouldn't be that pressure of, like, oh, well, I only have right. I don't even know how long maternity leave is.
I just feel like people just
maternity leave is only to people. Two months, I think.
And, you know, they're giving paternity leave now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's great for dads.
But I think that's awesome.
No, I'm not saying it's not great. I think that, you know, like, I would love to have my partner be with me during my time. But we're both not working, like, at the same time. It's like, I would still feel that pressure. Yeah. And I just feel like that's the whole problem. Like, society has that pressure of, like, well, you need to hurry up and get back to work. Yeah. Like, you know, you can't just be, like, sitting around being a mom forever. Right. But you can.
Society needs to get out of that, like, idea of, like, the 50s mom where, like, you're a stay-at-home mom and that's all you do. Once you have a kid, like, you have to be laid up and at the house with the kids at all times. Like, the only thing you can do is have a kid. Like, what was that? We're going to go to another Love and Hip Hop reference. Anais from New York, her whole issue was that she was a mom and she had her husband expected her to give up her lifestyle, like, at the height of her career when she had a kid, because now you got to stay home and watch the kids. Your only job is to be a kid. You can't live your dreams. You can't be that anymore. And we need to get out of that idea that that's the only thing you can do.
Right.
And that, you know, that we can't work. And that's where the whole...
We can do everything.
Exactly.
So I want to do the one last game question before we tell you one last time about the membership drive. So when I read their names, answer if these people, person... is authentic or Hollywood to best describe their celebrity personas. Cardi B.
Authentic.
Lil' Kim.
Hollywood.
Lil' Kim, when she first came out.
Oh, authentic.
Okay. Nicki Minaj.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, for sure.
Remy Ma.
I say
Hollywood.
Authentic.
Eve.
Authentic.
I say she's Hollywood now. Have you listened to... We could talk about a different episode, but yeah. You need to listen to what Eve's been saying lately. The Brat...
Authentic.
Iggy Azalea. Hollywood. Bad Baby.
Oh, she's authentic. She's so authentic.
She's such herself. Like, you can't tell her she's not being
She's getting a reality herself. TV show.
She's but hilarious.
She's nominated for Top Rap Female for the Billboard.
Okay,
Music
well,
Awards.
That's where the world is, you guys. Next, I'm gonna send it over to Del really quick so she can tell you one last time about the membership drive.
No, the music.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting also don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them dance so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe.
I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. Okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father wanna build. Say, Lou, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody moves. If you a f***, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my